Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Our coverage and continuing our conversation around the terror alert. We're joined this morning by Kelvin Rafadi, who's a forensic investigator at BizTracers. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. I'm all right. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So in terms of these alerts, and that's what we've been trying to figure out, I think most of Johannesburg is trying to say to, is saying to themselves and to their family, how are we meant to behave this weekend? What are we meant to do? Are we meant to continue life as normal? We're getting these mixed messages from South African government saying, well, no, there's no details, so therefore don't worry. Should we worry?
I think one should be worried because, you know, this type of act of espionage, you will never know if they will happen or won't happen, especially if our intelligence in the Department of the Espionage and Counterintelligence, they are quiet about the matter. Because by now, they should have come out and gave us a statement and saying, rest assured, this is our findings and this is the measures that we have put on in place for the safety of and the community at large.
So in terms of, you know, we've got a lot of private security organizations, we've got community organizations, obviously not discounting national and state organizations. Do you think that together with all of these, organizations in place, that we are well placed to try and to deal with anything that might come our way?
Yeah, no, that's a good one, Howard. You see, when you speak of terrorism and act of espionage in the intelligence world, as they call it, one needs to be either a member of the military intelligence or the military itself or the so-called the state security of that land. Now, right. One needs to also understand that this terrorism, you know, it cannot just come and happen without one having gathered all the information. So I believe with the U.S. Embassy or the USA themselves, the intelligence, they were reckless in diverging this information publicly so, because they were supposed to, after gathering all this information and speak to their counterpart, which it is the crime, the state security, domestic and foreign branch, which deals with espionage, together with the presidency, and the military intelligence and the military themselves. So they were very reckless. Ordinary private security guys, they can't deal with such matters because you need your artificial intelligence in place of which they are sitting with, regulated systems like tapping of the phones, let's say, and detecting of metals and bombs. They are regulated. So they are the ones sitting with those objects that can counteract on such event should it want to take place.
That said, though, that if this was communicated to the South African government, who did not act on it or communicate it further, surely the American embassy has a duty to its own citizens to say, well, if you guys aren't communicating it, we're going to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that it was very reckless of them communicating in this fashion and causing panic to the ordinary people. You know, issues of intelligence, some of them, they are not meant for public knowledge. And they are counteracted before even though an event should happen. Like, the worrying factor also is, I think whoever has leaked this information or a grouping in within the embassy or their intelligence, they must be charged with gross negligence because there are policies which they signed in top secrecy and they know that how to communicate this information. And it's very worrying how they've just put this information out so recklessly. And by so doing, they mentioned Sentinel. And if you speak of Sentinel, especially they've got the embassy, the American embassy, which like is I think it's like 30 or 15 kilometers away from the president's house, his residential house. So you don't know whether these people, what is their intention, why have they done such measures, or are they angry that perhaps they are not, because when you speak of intelligence, it's also business driven, whereby our government, some of the equipment, one should actually buy them from the other countries or the other intelligence. So perhaps there's some issues there, because, you know, as we all know, our state security is divided, there are frictions within it. So one cannot presume what is happening actually here. But in essence, the person who has pulled out, or a grouping that has pulled out this type of information, they've committed gross negligence in terms of the policy of the top secrecy of the state security.
Kelvin Arafadi, forensic investigator at BizTracers, very critical of the American government.